Clark right here on Cape Talk. Thank you so much for joining me. Listen, if you're out and about in the roads, please do take it easy. If there's anything that you would like to share with me on the WhatsApp line, 072-567-1567, traffic-wise, of course. And, of course, we'll be bringing you an EWN traffic update as the news morning progresses as well. In front of me, I have a story on Business Tech today. The title is New Privacy Rules Will Impact South Africans Living in Complexes and Estates, and here is what you need to know. So apparently community housing schemes, they have a few months to ensure that their record-keeping systems are compliant with the POPI Act, or the Protection of Personal Information Act, which became effective on the 1st of July 2020. The schemes, however, have until the 30th of June next year to ensure complete compliance. This is not sitting well with everyone, because I will get Andrew Schaefer, who's the Managing Director of property management company Trafalgar, to explain to us what exactly it is we need to know. So, if you have any questions, please feel free to call in on 021-446-0567. How does this sit with you? Andrew, good morning. Thank you so much for joining me this morning on Cape Talk. Now, the body corporates, etc., have until next year, June, to comply. Why is compliance lagging? What seems to be the issue?
Right. Morning, Jeremy, and to your listeners. Well, it's new legislation, and at least the timeframes have been mapped out now in terms of the implementation period to be effective 1 July next year. So the clock is ticking now to map out all the compliance areas and to transparently demonstrate that property management and the complexes themselves are in fact compliant with the legislation.
So why is it important for the owners and occupiers, the occupiers in particular sectional title schemes, to understand that the new act does make it does not make it illegal for the trustees or directors? Have you had any pushback from residents and visitors in terms of that particular part of compliance?
I mean, there are questions arising because the this topic has been in the media, and with the implementation now, it is top of mind for many people. So there are questions being asked, and it's required by trustees and directors and managing agents now to be able to respond to those questions and clarify exactly how compliance is going to be achieved and by when.
What kind of questions are being asked at the moment?
People want to know what personal information is on record, why that personal information is required, how it's being processed and utilized, and what role they have in terms of controlling those areas.
So if we look at what kind of personal information is required, what does the Act actually say? Does it mean I pull up to my niece's complex apartment somewhere in De Teche and they now want my ID number, they want, what is it they're going to be asking me as a visitor to this complex?
Yeah, so I mean, there are a lot of security implications in terms of visitors accessing complex, and typically names, contact details, even biometrics is required for access for security and security procedure purposes.
What do you say to critics of this particular act and the compliance by body corporates, etc., that this could potentially be abused by body corporates to grant access to those people who they feel will not be a risk, obviously, but also can be used in terms of profiling certain people and denying them access based on this particular law and the kind of either by appearance or the information they are providing?
Well, I think all the owners need to decide what they want to choose in terms of their own security procedures and standards and what's in their best interests. And that will need to then be adopted in terms of approved conduct rules. So the owners will need to take an active decision on that. It'll need to be enforceable through the correct approval of rules and procedures and then applied accordingly. And then those need to be transparent so that people are aware of what is being applied and has been agreed before.
Now, I'm a little concerned in terms of my right to privacy as it's provided for in our constitution. You know, there is something that I think body corporates, the law, government and agents need to ensure that consumers' rights, especially against identity theft, is protected. What are some of the measures that will be put in place, or are you suggesting that should be in place to ensure that I can comfortably, if I'm required to give my ID number to a security guard, that it will actually be safe?
Yeah, so the necessary systems need to be in place to make sure that the personal information that is collected responsibly, is secure, is, you know, backed up, and it's not publicly accessible or not used for the purposes for which it was not collected in the first place.
So, but who watches over that? Who ensures that that truly does happen, that my information, my niece who lives in a complex, that her information remains confidential and safe? How do you ensure that on such a scale?
Well, you know, the trustees and the directors of these complexes are ultimately accountable, but the managing agent is the operator utilizing that personal information for necessary processes such as billing for levies and debt collection and communicating for annual general meetings, etc. They would be required then to make sure that their procedures and their systems are compliant and are meeting the necessary standards of security.
So obviously, and I'm quoting something from the article, the Act does not insist that companies install very high-tech systems. So if that is not one of the conditions, clearly those who decide to go for high-tech systems, who really want to be safe and compliant, there will be a cost implication for the residents themselves. And how is that then decided? Because clearly you're going to have many disgruntled residents already complaining about high levies, etc.
I'd like to think many electronic systems are, you know, reasonably secure and backed up and protected by firewalls and antivirus systems, etc. So I would have thought that most, you know, experienced and, you know, reputable managing agents would have such systems in place. Obviously, they're all required to appoint a chief information officer, and those officers are now required to map out what personal information is retained, where it is actually stored, how it is secured, it needs to be documented and recorded, and there is a double-checking process underway by that process.
For those complexes who don't have physical security guards at mm-hmm. the gates, how will that work?
Many of them have got electronic access control systems, for example, intercom systems where the contact details are loaded on an online system, and they either access the complex with remote controls or using their cell phones linking into those portals. So that would be another system that would need to be checked in terms of security and so on, because there is personal information saved there for access control purposes.
What is your responsibility as an agency, as a managing agent, a company like Trafalgar, a property management company? What onus falls on you? What responsibilities do you carry in ensuring the compliance and then, of course, the safety of personal information? Is there an audit process that needs to be followed?
Yes, absolutely. So we've appointed a chief information officer several months ago. We've done a full assessment and gap analysis, and we're in the process of, you know, addressing the objectives I've mentioned. We also need to train all of our staff in the outcomes and findings of that exercise, and then also brief our trustee and director clients on their responsibilities, the requirements in terms of legal compliance. And, you know, in short, I see it as our responsibility to make it easy and make it convenient for the various properties that we manage to be compliant, to meet the requirements and stipulations of the legislation, and to make sure that it's perceived to be done and transparent to all the owners and residents in the complexes that we manage.
We're going to have to leave it there. That's Andrew Schaefer, Managing Director of National Property Management Company, Trafalgar, talking to us about the deadline that needs to be met by 30 June 2021. And that's around the Protection of Personal Information Act, which became effective on the 1st of July. It essentially gives the property agents, the trustees, your personal information. How do you feel about this? Will you be prepared to hand over your ID number and specific personal information to a security guard, have it loaded maybe onto an electronic system? What would you like to see in terms of knowing that when you go and visit, that you won't be profiled in a particular way by boards of trustees, etc., etc.? And